Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and this is going to be a little take on mindless fractionation. So we're going to start with a little resistance induction, hopefully, we'll see how it goes, followed by a fractionation portion focusing on the feelings of blankness, mindlessness, and emptiness. So if that's something that you would enjoy, get in a nice comfortable position where you can relax and let go completely and fully. And let's begin. So I'm wondering how long you could resist falling into trance. You see, I like to play a little game with my friends. That's right, a game. A game in which I put a timer on and I see how long they can hold off going into trance for me. I mean, let's face it, everyone likes going into trance. Those feelings of relaxation, of comfort, of mindlessness, of blankness that overtake your mind and body. They just feel so good. I don't see why anyone would want to resist, but some do, in fact, like to play games. They like to try their hardest to resist me. It's kind of a little challenge in their own mind, you could say. That's right. A challenge. So why don't we have a little challenge today where you try and resist relaxing. You try and resist my words. That's right. And I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can imagine right now what it would feel like to last this whole file and not drop. That's right. Could you imagine yourself at the end of the file finishing, and you being victorious, knowing that you didn't drop? Although then I start to wonder. I wonder how it would feel to give in. That's right. Because it does feel so good to give in to trance. It feels so good to relax deep, deep down into trance. Letting everything go, letting everything relax, letting everything feel so amazing. Those amazing trance feelings that I know and you know so well. That's right. And let's face it, who doesn't like to relax? Who doesn't like to let go? You can imagine, if you will, a long day of being busy doing all the stuff that you do in a day. For me, that's work or helping out my brothers or going and doing groceries and that kind of stuff. And all those busy feelings that just pile up on top of you. All those feelings of being so stressed and tired all the time, and then you get home and you just find yourself relaxing because you're home, because you have the time for yourself to just breathe and just take a moment. And if you could imagine right now how that would feel, it's like trance, isn't it? That feeling of just breathing, of just letting that stress, that tension go. Like right now, you must hold all that tension in your body, because if you were to resist me and resist going into trance, you must be holding the tension still in your body. And that's no fun, is it? It's much more fun just to let all that tension go, just to relax down deep. That's right. But since you are trying to resist me, since you are trying to win this little game that we're playing, you can try and resist me. You can keep that tension in your body. But I wonder how much longer you can keep that tension. You see, when you keep tension in something, it just gets harder and harder to keep it there. The longer you resist, the harder it becomes to resist. For example, if you were to imagine a big ball of tension in your body, tensing everything up, tensing up your feet, your legs, your calves, your ankles, everything, all the way up to your thighs, maybe your chest and your back and your arms and your neck and your head and your mind tensing up. How long can you keep that tension in your body? How long can you keep that tense for? And you start to notice that the harder and harder you tense everything up, the more relaxed it wants to become. Because the more you hold tension in your body, the more you hold tension in your mind, the harder it becomes to resist, the harder it becomes not to relax, not to just sigh all that tension away and just let it all go. That's right. And you can imagine, if you will, how amazing it would feel to finally let all of that go. All of that tension, all of that resistance, every single part of it, and just sink and just drop and just drift down into trance. That's right. And it is so easy to imagine how amazing that would feel to let everything go. Because, let's face it, you're still listening to the sound of my voice. You're still listening to each and every single word I'm saying. So clearly, you do want to be hypnotized. And you do want to drop deep, deep, deep down into trance for me. That's right. You must do. Considering you're still here. Considering you're still listening to my voice. Still listening to each and every single word that I'm saying. And considering that all that tension is just building and building and building in your body and in your mind, and you know, and I know, and everyone knows how good it feels to just let all that tension go. Wouldn't it feel so good just to sigh a deep sigh of relief as all that tension leaves your body? Like right now, you can imagine it, how good that would feel, how that might look. That's right. How you might just let out that sigh of relief as all that tension leaves your body. As you just relax down into trance, that's right. And I don't know how that will feel for you, but I can imagine it might feel so nice, so good. Like you can finally release all that tension from your body. Like you can finally let every single bit of it go. And just sink and just drop deep down in trance. That's right. And I wonder if you could imagine how good it would feel to let all of your thoughts go, to let all of your mind go, and just have nothing left in your head, just empty, blank, and mindless. That's right. You see, we're so busy each and every single day, thinking all those silly thoughts that just pop in and out of our heads. It's constantly moving, it's constantly going, but I wonder how good it feels to just let that all quiet down, to just let that all go, to just let each and every single thing you are thinking just dissipate from your mind. And how amazing that might feel. That's right. I'm sure it would feel so relaxing, so relieving, so amazing to just let all that go. And you could imagine, if you would, tiny bubbles in your head. Tiny bubbles that encapsulate each and every single new thought. And how amazing it might feel to let each and every bubble encapsulating each and every new thought just drift away. So that as the thought is formed, the bubble ensnares it and carries it off away, far, far away from your mind. Because you don't need that right now. That's right, you don't need that right now. Why would you need that right now? Because you and I both know that right now, all you need to do is relax, let go, let it all go. All those pesky thoughts. Because right now, all you need to do is just be here, breathing so deeply, relaxing so deeply, and letting your mind go completely blank and empty. Nothing left in your head. Nothing left but just emptiness. That's right. And I don't know if you've been able to resist me so far, or if you've already succumbed to the words that I'm saying to you, but that's okay. Because right now, all that matters is that you just relax, let everything go, focus on your breathing, focus on that feeling of blank, focus on that feeling of emptiness, focus on that feeling of mindlessness as you let everything go, down, drifting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper down with each and every word I say, with each and every moment that passes, that's right. And it is so easy to continue to breathe, continue to listen, continue to relax, continue to sink even deeper down now. But I think it would be a bit of fun to take this even further, to take this trance even deeper now. So in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach number 3, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. Well, not quite, because in the back of your mind, there's still going to be that sense, that fuzzy feeling that you get as if you've just woken up from a long sleep, from a nice relaxing nap, or a nice, peaceful night of sleep. That's right. Counting up with 1, 2, 3, wide awake. Well, hi. So what I'm thinking is that for everybody who fell, or if you didn't, doesn't really matter. What we can do now is we can start to make that feeling even stronger. That's right, even stronger. And how will we do that? How will we make that feeling, that nice, relaxing, comfortable feeling of mindlessness, of emptiness, of blankness, even stronger? Well, of course, we could fractionate you down into sleep. That's right, as you sleep even deeper, as you start to sink, as you start to fall, as you start to drift back down to that state. Just like you were a moment ago, as you can imagine yourself sleeping even deeper, sinking even further, that's right. And you can just imagine that feeling that you felt just moments ago, that feeling, that relaxing, peaceful, calming feeling. And it is so peaceful just to sink down, deep, down, down, down to sleep. That's right. Sinking even deeper, even further with each and every single snap, with each and every single word that I say, with each and every single moment that passes, you can just find yourself sinking deeper and further down, down, down into that nice, relaxed, comfortable feeling of complete and total mindlessness. And you can find that each and every time you sink down to sleep while listening to this file, you find yourself going further and further, deeper and deeper down, more relaxed, more comfortable, more mindless, blank and empty. That's right. Until you are wide awake. Hi. But yet, even though you feel wide awake, there's still a little piece of your mind that's still fuzzy. There's still a little bit mindless, still a little bit blank and empty. And you can find each and every time you wake up, each and every time you drop down to sleep, that feeling starts to linger with you. More and more and more. As you sink down, down, down to sleep, you can find yourself sinking deeper and deeper, further and further each and every single time. Feeling that mindless feeling, overwhelming your mind, overcoming your mind, and just making you feel so good, so happy and content, so peaceful and relaxed, so blank and mindless and empty until you're wide awake again. But then you still feel that feeling, you still feel it in the back of your mind, trickling forward. Your body feeling so relaxed and comfortable, your mind feeling so comfortable and relaxed. Blank. And a little bit empty. But that's okay. Because you can continue just to sleep. Down. That's right, just sleeping down to sleep. It's so easy, so peaceful. So nice, so comfortable. And it is so easy, isn't it? Just to slip down further and further each and every single time. Just to listen and relax and sink deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. Down into sleep. Down into that blank, mindless, empty feeling that feels so good. That's right. Until you're wide awake. And yet, a part of you is still feeling that fuzzy, fractionated feeling. Feeling that nice, comfortable, relaxed feeling as your mind is still slightly blank, slightly empty, but that's okay. Because you can just drift on the sound of my voice. You can just continue to drift even while you're up. While listening to this file, it's just so easy just to drift along on my words, on my voice. That's right. As you sleep even deeper. Sleeping. Because while listening to this file, you can find that that mindless feeling travels with you even if you're awake until we wake you up fully at the end. And that's okay. It's such a nice feeling just to enjoy, just to linger in your mind, just to linger in your body as it relaxes you so completely, so totally. That's right. Wide awake. But even now, you find yourself still slightly fuzzy. Because even though you're awake, you're not quite sure if you're awake or asleep or awake, but it doesn't really matter, does it? No, of course not, because all that matters is that you just feel those feelings, that relaxed, comfortable feeling, that you focus on your breathing, that you focus on relaxing, you focus on letting go and sleeping down deep. That's right. That's right. And it's such a nice feeling, especially after a long day. Or if you're just beginning your day. That's right. It doesn't really matter what time of day it is, because it is just so good to feel this relaxed, to feel this comfortable, to feel this blank, mindless and empty. That's right. Your body can just feel like it's being wrapped in a nice, warm, comfortable blanket. That's right. It's just such a nice, comfortable, relaxing feeling. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. You'll feel so good, so happy, content, remembering each and every single thing that we did today. Each and every single thing becoming so vivid and clear in your mind. So you remember each and every part of it. Feeling so relaxed, so comfortable. It's like waking up from a nice, peaceful nap. That's right. Coming up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Energy starting to flood your body with 6, 7, 8. Starting to stretch and wriggle a little bit. With 9 on the next number, being wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized. With 10, wide awake. Hi, everybody. So I hope you enjoyed this little file. As always, folks, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.